Welcome to U.S. Cellular Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Michael Brantley. Batting second. The third baseman, Jason Nix. Batting third. The DH, Travis Hafner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Shelley Duncan. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jordan Brown. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Trevor Crowe. Batting seventh. The catcher, Luke Carlin. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Valbuena. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Drew Sutton. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Justin Germano. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Juan Pierre. Batting second. The shortstop, Alexei Ramirez. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Konerko. Batting fourth. The catcher, A.J. Pierzynski. Batting fifth. The DH, Dion Vecito. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mark Tehan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brent Morrell. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Alejandro Diaza. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Brent Lillibridge. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Edwin Jackson. And now, play ball. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Nix hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lillibridge reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Hafner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Konerko hits a fly ball into left field. Duncan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. A.J. Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dion Vecito is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Vecito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Duncan takes first base on ball four. Jordan Brown is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball four. Duncan moves to second. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crowe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko throws to second for one, and Ramirez throws back to first, with Jackson covering, and Jackson drops the ball. Duncan scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Luke Carlin is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Carlin strikes out. There goes Crowe. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Valbuena strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 1. the White Sox will come to bat. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tehan hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morel hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Diaza hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morel moves to third. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. There goes Diaza. The throw from Carlin and he is safe. Diaza steals second. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Lillibridge strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Pierre is one for one in the game, with a single. Pierre hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Morel scores. Diaza scores. It's 4-1, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Ramirez is one for one in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Ramirez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Duncan. Ramirez reaches second base with a double. Pierre goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1, White Sox. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Konerko is 0 for 1 in the game. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. AJ Pierzynski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pierzynski is 0 for 1 in the game. Pierzynski hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Drew Sutton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sutton strikes out. 1 out. Michael Brantley batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0 for 1 in the game. Brantley hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Nix is 0 for 1 in the game. Nix hits a pop-up towards first. Konerko settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Aaron Laffey now pitching. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Vecido is 0 for 1 in the game. Vecido hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tehan is 0 for 1 in the game. Tehan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Laffey fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morel is one for one in the game, with a single. Morel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Alejandro Diaz batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaza for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tyler Flowers now catching. Travis Hafner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Hafner is 0 for 1 in the game. Hafner hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jordan Brown is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Brown strikes out. 2 outs. Trevor Crow is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Crow is 0 for 1 in the game. Crow strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Hermann now pitching. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillibridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Lillibridge strikes out. 1 out. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierre hits a pop-up towards short. Sutton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Ramirez is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards first. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Carlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Carlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Carlin hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, White Sox. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valbuena is 0 for 1 in the game. Valbuena hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillibridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Drew Sutton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sutton is 0 for 1 in the game. Sutton hits a fly ball into center field. Diaza settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Brantley is 0 for 2 in the game. Brantley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Pierre. Brantley reaches second base with a double. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nix is 0 for 2 in the game. Nix hits a ball on the ground towards third. Morel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Smith now pitching. Paul Konerko is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Konerko is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Konerko hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tyler Flowers batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Flowers hits a fly ball into center field. Brantley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vecido strikes out. 2 outs. Mark Tehan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Tehan is 0 for 2 in the game. Tehan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Konerko moves to third. Brent Morel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Morel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Hafner is 0 for 2 in the game. Hafner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hafner moves to second. Shelly Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Flowers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jordan Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Brown hits a ball on the ground towards first. Konerko scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brown for the out. Hafner moves to third. Two outs. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Crowe is 0 for 2 in the game. Crowe hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Hafner scores. It's 5-3, White Sox. Matt Thornton now pitching. Luke Carlin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carlin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillibridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Sipp now pitching. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Diaza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brown scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Diaza for the out. One out. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lillibridge is 0 for 2 in the game. Lillibridge strikes out. Two outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Pierre is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierre hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valbuena is 0 for 2 in the game. Valbuena strikes out. One out. Mark Coetzee now playing first base. Drew Sutton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sutton is 0 for 2 in the game. Sutton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Brantley takes first base on ball 4. Jason Nix is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Nix is 0 for 3 in the game. Nix hits a fly ball into left field. Pierre settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Justin Masterson now pitching. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Valbuena scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Coetzee is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Coetzee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sutton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tyler Flowers is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Dion Vecido is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vecido is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vecido strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Chris Sale now pitching. Travis Hafner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hafner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hafner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Shelley Duncan is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Duncan strikes out. Two outs. Andy Marte pinch hits for Jordan Brown. Andy Marte is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Marte strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Andy Marte now playing first base. Vinny Pestano now pitching. Mark Tihan batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Tihan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tihan takes first base on ball 4. Brent Morrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Morrell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Morrell strikes out. 1 out. Alejandro Diaza is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Diaza is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Diaza hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Tihan moves to second. Brent Lillibridge is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lillibridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Lillibridge strikes out. 2 outs. Juan Pierre is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Pierre is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Pierre hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tihan scores. Diaza moves to third. It's 6-3, White Sox. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pierre. The throw from Carlin and he is safe. Pierre steals second. Alexei Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 2 for 4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Trevor Crowe is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crowe is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Crowe strikes out. 1 out. Luke Carlin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carlin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Carlin strikes out. 2 outs. Luis Valbuena is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Valbuena is 0 for 3 in the game. Valbuena hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Drew Sutton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sutton is 0 for 3 in the game. Sutton hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-5, White Sox. Michael Brantley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brantley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Brantley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lillibridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from US Cellular Park in Chicago.